from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Jim Bowden says that Elias and the Orioles front office are not under pressure as they head to the trade deadline. Ed Norris, do you agree?
They're not under pressure?
Not under pressure.
I don't agree. I think they're under pressure. I mean, the problem is, I think there's not a problem. They're so good and they're so successful. I think they're confident, so they shouldn't be under pressure. But I agree with Bordy, though. Like, you know, go make it big, man. Like, create a dynasty. I don't want to just be a really good young team for the next 5 years. I want to be the New England Patriots. That's what I want to be.
Yeah, and I get that too. And Rob, like, in my opinion, I get what he's saying, but the problem is we don't know what the other teams are going to do. If everybody stood pat, I think the Orioles are okay moving forward.
But they're not going to.
I still think they're the best team in the American League. But yeah, they need to add another starter. They need to add a bullpen arm. I'm not sitting here telling you that they've got to go make that big move for Scooble. But again, if somebody else does in your division, because I feel like right now I'd be shocked if one of the representatives in the American League for the World Series is not the Yankees, Orioles, or Astros. You can tell me if you think anybody else should be in there. I don't.
Well, that limb is pretty thick over there, isn't it? You just think the best three teams in
the... Well, I'm just saying, like, there's seven teams that get in, and I would be shocked if any one of the other four teams made it to the World Series.
Here's why they're under pressure. You're wrong, Jim Bowden. This is why they're under pressure. They're under pressure because they have a fan base that's ready to pop right now. A fan base that's ready to take this into being a baseball mecca any minute. You know what I mean? You got fans now starting to come back. You go deep into the... If you do something at the trade deadline, Ed and Jeremy, the fans, the ticket sales down the stretch will be sensational. Because now, not only you have excitement because you got a team with the best record in the American League currently, but you also have the excitement because you just added new toys.
Yep.
You added new toys. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have more fans come out. So you got that kind of pressure. You also have pressure because you won 101 games last year. And again, you're the best team in the American League now this year. You got to do something. You also have pressure because people know what your weaknesses are. And there's nothing like teams with good managers preparing for your weakness over 5 or 7 games a series. So there is pressure. There's pressure on this team. They introduced themselves in the back half of the 2022 season. They kicked the door in the regular season last year.
They kicked in the door and waved the 4-4.
Biggie.
Oh, sorry.
And now, postseason matters. Let's be honest. We're all excited about 162. But we were talking about postseason back in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of the players.
Yes.
By the way. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And to your point, making a trade now doesn't, like, if they don't make a trade, they're still in the postseason. I'm wondering if this is what Jim Bowden's saying. But you got to keep up with the Joneses, and you're making moves not for now, for the postseason when you need it.
I just disagree with them. Pressure is pressure. They are under pressure. They are. It's that there is some pressure to go out there. And here's the pressure, though. This is what makes them under pressure even more, Jeremy. They got to be careful what they give up.
Yeah.
Don't tell me they're not under pressure. Are you kidding me? They got the best prospects in baseball. People know it. So now you got to be careful what you give up. There is pressure on this front office.
Again, I'll go back to it. The problem that I have with this, and I know other teams are doing it, and there were rumors Detroit asked for their big three for Skubal. Whether those are true or not, I don't know. But it sounded like it came out from a radio station in Detroit. But like you look at it, the Orioles have more to offer than anyone else. And that's why they're tied to all the big players, the big names, Crochet, Skubal, all the names you've heard. Doesn't appear that they need a bat. Regardless of what I think about adding another right-handed bat. And as I said earlier, I think that's Kobe Mayo unless they trade him. But it's tough because you're looking at these spots, and when teams come calling, they're like, hey, we want these three guys. And you're like, well, those three guys are better than that team's three guys.
Exactly.
So you ask them for.
And remember I said, I presented this a couple weeks ago, Jeremy, before I went on vacation. I said, that latest little scuffle by the Orioles, does that make them panic? And people are like, well, why are they panicking? They're a good team. No, no, no. Panic is this. If the Dodgers want a pitcher, Ed, and I'm just throwing the Dodgers out there, and they offer their top prospect, and their top prospect and the Orioles' top prospect, you can argue same level. Well, the Orioles now get desperate for that pitcher and throw in a second prospect that they wouldn't have done before.
Yes.
I think so, too.
I think so. Because, yeah, you're right. Your
That's
top prospect may be good as our top. But can you – how about your fifth prospect?
We have depth.
We have depth. We have huge depth in the minor leagues.
Deep depth.
Sorry.
We have the deepest depth. Yeah.
Remember Joe Pesci?
That's the one that went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Remember Joe Pesci stabbed that guy with the pen in the neck?
Yeah, he has a pen in his right hand. He just demonstrated it to the air with the pen in his hand.
You know, we talked about it plenty of times. The Orioles' fifth prospect is better than most teams' first prospect.
Yeah.
It is.
I just say that.
Well, you said it kind of, but you're like, these guys are better.
I don't know if you're messing with me or not. It's worn off now. I'm almost myself.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Jeremy Garz, Daily Line at 9:30. Don't go anywhere. Tell you when you put your coins on today's game. Somebody won $1,700.
$1,700
off of Jeremy's pick last night. They called in the first segment and talked about it. Jeremy put down 70, won $1,700. You better hang around to 9:30. But on the other side, Team USA men's basketball. Are they as good as advertised? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Davis. LeBron James open for three.
Talk about the moment. A lot of post screens. James late in the clock. LeBron James bodying inside. He scores.
He's a man. Goodness, does he take over?
Team USA just passed Germany yesterday. Thanks to LeBron James taking care of business. Now, Germany is ranked, what, number three in the world, I think?
Yeah.
Game in ranked number three in the world.
Ain't no thing, though.
Ain't no thing.
No, I mean, look, these guys are gutless. I'm just sick of this with these superstars. I was telling Rob, they would be better off sending over a good team to play over there.
Gutless.
How do you beat the South Sudan by one? Come on. They don't even have an indoor basketball court. And you beat them by one? I mean, that's just... And again, it's pathetic what they're putting out there. It's almost like guys don't know what to do around other superstars. And you saw it. The interesting thing is they needed a bucket. They were down one. Who'd they go to? King James.
Yeah.
So, again, like...
So they're not as good as advertised, in your opinion.
No, and they should still win the gold even with how terrible they're playing. Nobody should touch them.
I think some of the guys that are in the starting lineup should not be. I think some of the guys, I think...
Embiid's playing terrible.
I want Anthony Edwards on the starting lineup. I think, I mean, like...
He's the stir of the straws?
What did Kerr say? He said somebody sat on the bench.
No, Tyrese Halliburton sat out.
No. Kerr told him somebody sat the bench
Oh, in the last.
Behind Kobe.
Yeah.
He said, Kobe's not here.
He's right.
Kobe's not here. I mean, if basically saying, if Kobe were here, that Kobe, I'd sit behind him. But that guy ain't here.
You know what?
And the thing is, it's too much respect of persons going on this team when you don't necessarily have the best players starting getting all the minutes.
That's why you can only have a couple of coaches that can do this. Look at all the guys. Coach K, who all these guys loved when he was involved with this. Chuck Daly before that. Everybody loved Chuck Daly. Yeah. He's probably smoking cigarettes on the sideline.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there's a lot of egos here. And the younger guys, like Anthony Edwards, are itching to get in. Like, they want to be in the game. They want to showcase themselves. And the problem I see is the U.S. is sending over a bunch of individuals. These other teams have played often together, and they know how to play with one another. They know who the superstar is on the team, who to go to. And the rules are totally different, too, as far as when you can rebound, taking the ball off the rim if it doesn't go down. There's all kinds of things you can do in international play.
You know why? Because their players, the foreign players, Ed, go home and they play with one another. Our players at the offseason do podcasts.
And our coaches.
Yeah. That's honestly yeah. The difference.
So great.
That's the difference, man. They constantly play. I think it was Gino Auriemma who said this. Why are the foreign countries catching up with us? Because we practice once or twice a week to play six games. We play three games on Friday, two games on Friday, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, these AAU tournaments. Mm-hmm. These other countries, they practice all week for one game.
Yeah.
So you're putting more time into your craft. We put more time in games. That's the problem. You're talking about the fundamentals of playing together. They don't care about playing together. Jeremy, I got news for you.
It's all one-on-one.
They're high school teams. They're college teams right now that practice together every day and still play one-on-one basketball because there's not enough. That's not enough put into that type of basketball. It's not.
Yeah. It's just it's a tough watch, man. And I know most people haven't got to see the games. You're just watching the highlights, but. I was talking about Tyrese Halliburton, who's one of the most passive guys in the league and the type of point guard you'd like to have on your team.
Uh-huh.
He had one rebound. He played 23 minutes and had one rebound against South Sudan. He doesn't know how to play with these guys. It's like he needs the ball in his hand. Yeah. He wants to set guys up. And then he got benched in the last game. They didn't play him. And I almost feel like I get it. What the other teams are doing in the Olympics, they have their eight, maybe nine guys that they go to, and the other guys are bench players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad for some of these superstars in the league. Need to ride the bench. I'm sorry. You should treat it. Pick your best eight.
Yep.
I don't care. If you want to pick four other players that can't play, put them on. Just so you don't need to deal with this. There's so many egos. And it's an embarrassment of them being 45-point favorites and winning by one. It's a joke.
You don't think they get knocked off in the Olympics?
I mean, look, I think there's a better chance of it this year. But, I think they're better than all the other teams. And the longer this goes, like the more games they play, they'll kind of figure it out. I mean, same thing happened when we had the big three in Miami. Everybody's like, oh, they might not lose a game. And then they lose like, what is it, four of their first 10 or something. Everybody's like, oh, are they even any good? Yeah, they are. It just took time to get their rapport together. And basketball is not like a lot of other sports where you're just going to throw five guys out there and see what they do. Yeah. If you're at this level, you've got to be running set plays.
Is LeBron still one of the best five in the world?
Yeah. He's not that guy defensively anymore. He'll still get his block shots and steals, but he's up there. I mean, that's who they went to with the game on the line.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant's coming back too. So
you said what you want about his age. LeBron James still that dude, man. He's still that dude.
People hate him just for the sake of hating him. I saw somebody calling him all kinds of names. Like, what has he done wrong except speak up about what he believes in? Like, you know, I get so tired of
that anymore.
No. Because the other side's going to tell you to shut your mouth, and it goes for both sides. I get so sick of this. Say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want to do.
You can do that, too.
Say what you want to say.
Thank you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think there's a chance that they could get knocked off, but I agree with you, Jeremy. I think they could win. You could win the goal without running the table. You could drop a game. Will they drop a game? I don't know. But I think they win the gold medal.
And I know we're getting the daily lines up next, but doing BetQL yesterday, I talked to one of the best handicappers in the U.S., and he handicaps the Olympics. And he gave us a couple of plays that really make a ton of sense if you can find them. Alcaraz in tennis, they're playing in France, they're playing on clay. He does not lose on clay. He's plus 180. Speaking of France, he says they can only win 19 gold medals. Their over-under is, I think, 24.5. It's a great underplay. He does think that...
For France?
Yeah. France.
Wow.
Yeah. The home.
Their home, yeah, that's true.
And,
yeah.
And you know, like, they're good in a lot of areas, but he said the most they can win is 19. Like, he doesn't believe they can even get to that number. So it's pretty interesting.
ESPN did the top 30 Olympic athletes. Are they putting these in order?
Who's number one?
No, the first one mentioned is Simone Biles.
Is it active or is it not active?
These are active.
People. Oh, for these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Sonny Lee. Then Fred Richards, the gymnast. Sha'Carri Richardson.
Oh, it's not rated, Joe said. It's just 30.
It's just 30? It's not alphabetical order or anything. They just plopped 30 on here? I can't hear you. Oh, this is plop
30? Yes, I shook my head, yes.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see.
Yeah,
there's 30 U.S. Olympians to watch.
Yeah.
And don't forget, wasn't Simone Biles in the... Was she in the top 10 of athletes when we did the ESPN since 2000?
I don't remember.
I think she was.
Top 10?
Yeah.
And what?
Athletes.
She was number 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Something like, she was very high. Yeah.
Yeah, Australia's got a bunch of good swimmers. If you guys are into the swimming events, I don't know how many people get into the Olympics.
Summer Olympics are my favorite. I don't like Winter Olympics.
I like beach volleyball.
I like ball. Well, I like the judo.
Yes, you do.
The boxing.
In summer, I like basketball. Like I love track and field.
I do like the track.
I get into the swimming. Depends on who the gymnasts are. This year, we'll get into it.
Yeah. I'm not into the gymnastics.
I don't care
much about the swimming. Now, the Phelps isn't anymore. But I do like the boxing. I do like... I like the sports you don't see. I like watching judo. I like watching fencing, things like that.
Joe LaCroix's encore is at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn's going to tell us where to put our money.
Yeah, I went 5-0 in my top plays last night. Called 2 home runs, and both guys hit 2 homers in the game, which was interesting. But more importantly, going 5-0, you hear from people and what they won. We called in earlier, turned $70 in the $1,700. Love hearing it. Some guy said I paid for his mortgage on Twitter.
Really?
It's great. I love this stuff. So, and the fact that, you know, when you're looking at it, having a day where you go 5-0, right, it really changes everything. So I'll tell you what I had yesterday and what we're looking at today. That's all coming up right here in the Daily Line of the Big Bad Morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Well hit, right center. Back in his hometown, a home run.
Welcome home.
Number 11 for Benson. The Reds take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, so that's courtesy of Bally Sports Ohio.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, so my top two plays yesterday, I talked about them on the show. Angels, Mariners under. Braves, Reds under. I gave it out on national radio, said it was the parlay of the day. They both hit. And then all of my other plays hit. The Brewers, Cubs under. Arizona, KC over. Phillies, Twins over. 5-0 day. You got to love days like that. So, obviously, when you go 5-0, everybody wants to know where we're going next.
Will Benson, by the way, is the epitome of an OPS guy.
Yeah.
He's batting under 200, but he has 11 home runs and 34 RBI.
Got left-handed power, man.
Yeah.
And in Cincinnati, who'd they build that stadium for?
Ken Griffey Jr.
What are they like there? I'm just talking about the player. That game was in Atlanta, but I'm saying Will Benson, a guy that Cincinnati really likes because he's got lefty power.
Yeah. Slugging him. Almost 400. You know, he stays in the lineup.
It's funny looking batting averages that bad. And like, yep. And even when you look at guys like Kyle Schwarber batting leadoff for the Phillies, same thing, man. Batting average is going to be low, but his own base percentage is slugging and OPS. When you're combining everything, is going to look great. We do have some weather in the area, a lot of rain. And some people get it twisted when I say, hey, this is good hitting weather. When it's raining and it's hot, a lot of places the humidity picks up and the ball tends to carry. I love, especially on the East Coast, the humidity here is like off the charts. You think about places like Pittsburgh and Philly and Baltimore, the Nats. I'll even go as far as Cincinnati too, Atlanta, downtown, like all these places. The ball carries when it gets hot. We've got rain in a lot of areas. Right now, no real chance for a rainout. So I always try to look at that first to make sure there's not going to be a chance of that. But it can change as we go on throughout the day. Now, best weather spot today. Tigers over, Cardinals over, which I want to talk about that one. Nats over, Cubs over is the top spot today. Now, I'll say this about the Cubs over. I do like it. I saw it at 8.5. One of the sites did not have it up. I'm wondering if that goes up a little bit more just because of the wind's blowing out just about 10 miles an hour. And it's over 80 degrees there, so it's going to be hot. And when we look at the pitching matchup, it's Jameson Taillon. Going up against Colin Ray. And I think Colin Ray's been pitching better. That's a guy I used to attack all the time. But I love the over spot here. If you can lift the ball, you should be able to get it out. I think it's a great spot. Now, I want to go to that Cardinals game because this one is intriguing to me. Lance Lynn, who gives up more home runs than anybody in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Paul...
He flops it up there, doesn't
he? Yeah, Paul Skeens is on the other side. So everybody wants to bet the under. I'm just telling you, I'm not telling you teams have figured out Paul Skeens by no stretch. The kid's amazing, but he hasn't been getting out of games recently unscathed. He's been putting more guys on. I think teams are starting to figure out a little bit of what he's doing, and then he's got to make adjustments. But he's just got, I mean, his changeup is like 92 miles an hour. It's absurd, you know, and you look at what he's throwing, that splinker that he throws, it's a phenomenal over spot, and I love it. I mean, these Paul Skeens games, some of them gotten crazy. Pittsburgh's bullpen stinks. They got a couple of guys that they trust going to. And I do like this Pittsburgh team to make a run. I think it would be really intriguing if they got in the postseason. But
really good rotation.
Yeah, really good. You got four guys you can go to and that you trust. But I love the over here. It's 8. If you get some 7.5s, yeah, I still like it. Rob likes to ask that question when I say it's 8 and it goes to 7.5. Do you still like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. There's some other really good spots for today as well. Speaking of that, Cards, Pirates over, Cubs, Brewers over. I like the White Sox, Rangers over at 7.5. And this is it's a better pitching matchup with John Gray and Garrett Crochet going. But I do like the over here. 7.5 is a lower total. That White Sox bullpen, we'll see how far Garrett Crochet goes in the game. They are absolutely dreadful. Just dreadful. Did you see what happened
27-75. There's not too many things that are good.
Oh, I know. But did you see what happened in last night's game? They were winning the game. Yep. They're beating Texas. Nobody's covering third while Wyatt Langford's on second.
Walks to third.
Yeah, he starts a sprint. And he's looking like, I made this. And he walks.
Third baseman never even flinches.
And that's the game-tying run. They could have had a win. But no, we can't do that. Some of the
they
other
have nice things.
You can't. I like the Blue Jays today. Jose Barrios pitching for them, going up against Tyler Alexander for the Rays. I know the Rays have been playing better. It's still a fairly decent matchup for Toronto, and they still have some good bats in their lineup, barring that they don't make any trades before that game starts today. I do like Detroit and Cleveland over. This is another one. The weather in the Cardinals game and the Tigers game are great for overs. I was just telling you the Cubs are the best spot. So I do like all those overs. In Detroit-Cleveland, it's not even a great pitching matchup, so I think it's something you can go to. I like the D-backs on the road. It's the first start for Jordan Montgomery back off the IL. God, was he awful early in the season. I'm betting on him thinking that he's figured it out, and now he's ready to go for Arizona. And Arizona might get Eduardo Rodriguez back. I mean, they're getting all these starters back that people forgot that they picked up in the offseason. So Montgomery being one of them. And so I like him tonight. I love the Nats tonight. Minus 125. Everybody betting on Randy Vasquez. I don't get it. I know people think San Diego's the better team. DJ Hers and the Nats, I'll take my chances. The Nats are going to run all over Randy Vasquez. They're going to steal so many bases tonight. Watch. I bet they steal five or more bases tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing it all season. Them and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, so that's the other thing. They've been making a little bit of their own luck, so I'm not trying to tell you everything's lucky because they steal so many bases and put you in scoring position. Some of the other games that I think are really interesting, I mentioned the Nats. I'm going to take the Yankees and Mets under at 8.5. It's Luis Gil going up against, oh, God, this guy has been the bane of my existence. I think I bet on more games with Jose Quintana than anybody else. If he's on and he's getting his ground balls, you know, could be a tough outing for the Yankees tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I like the under at 8.5. I think Luis Gil has kind of figured it out, and he's pitching better again. Maybe he was tipping his pitches before. But my favorite plays tonight are going to be that Cubs over and that Cardinals over. I'm going to go to both of them. I know they're going to be top plays, and I'm not changing that. So there you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057 is the number. Do you like the fact that, or I guess it's... Well, ESPN, when you go to ESPN.com, the only option they give you the numbers are the ESPN bet numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
They don't give you, and they never give you like the over under. It's always the.
Is ESPN the bet a sponsor? Does anybody have them here? Okay, then. Good for them. Not saying anything.
Go ahead.
No.
And we got some tickets to give away, Jeremy Kahn.
We got tickets to give away. So if you want to see Green Day, we got two tickets to the Saviors Tour, 410-583-1057, caller number 5, celebrating 30 years of Dookie. Do you guys know that? Dookie is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Dookie? And
yeah, that's the name of their, that was their first album. 20 Years of American Idiot, that's another phenomenal album they had on Broadway. They did it's just great. Happening Monday, July 29th, 2024, that would be this year, at Nationals Park, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now, so caller number 5.
Got a Smashing Pumpkins there also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pumpkins getting smashed, 1979.
I like Smashing Pumpkins.
William Corgan.
Yeah. He's a big wrestling fan.
Is he?
Billy Corgan.
He's part owner of AEW, I'm pretty sure.
That's
is it really?
Correct. Yep. He loves wrestling. He also believes in aliens.
That's fine.
Okay.
I do too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Have you been to a restaurant?
Jesus.
I even made Joe laugh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. It hasn't worn off yet. Rob just shaking his head. Hold on, Rob. What did he call you earlier today when he called you?
Pookie.
Did you know that, Joe? He called him Pookie.
Called me Pookie when he called it this morning before he got here. Hey, Pookie.
They finna kill me, Pookie.
Yeah. Just keep calling me.
Yeah. Can we call my wife and tell her what I'm doing?
No. Do you think this works out good for you or bad for you after the show?
Nothing works out well for me.
It goes back to what I said. You should feel how I feel.
Yes, you look should. At my life.
God, why do I feel?
Why don't I? I don't know. It's like, Mappy's a clam. I mean, I just shouldn't be.
If you want to, we could treat it like an 80s movie and put our hands on the same microphone and see if our luck changes. I deserve your luck. I mean, I don't have good luck, but...
Yeah, he's not down yet. Those two veins still popping out of his head.
Yeah, look at that. It's like he's got a racing stripe for his bald head.
He's got the opposite of your head, Jeremy.
I've got the butt
vein. His vein comes out. Yours goes in.
You want to go head to head here?
I'm telling you. You want to see a vein?
You might get stuck.
I got a diamond cutter going here.
Oof. Harder than a diamond in an ice storm.
Big blue veiner.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about here? Is this segment not my head?
That's all.
Jeez.
Joe has the encore, and this ain't it. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Are you still feeling it? It didn't wear off yet?
Oh, my God.
Sit down.
Oh.
Just sit down.
You. How did you?
It's gracious. He kept...
Come on, Panama Red. Put your headset on.
My gosh. Look at this guy, man.
Joe, can you see this? Look at this cat.
Jeez.
He can't stop smiling.
He's not been able to talk because he's been laughing the whole time. Are you okay?
Great. By the way, did you ever think you'd be coming in feeling like this in your
no.
life?
No.
Ed, do yes. more guns make your job harder?
Huh?
Do more guns make your job harder? Just answer the question, Ed.
You got to wait till like the... hold on, let me
Ed,
see your eyes.
Do they make your job harder?
Oh, you got to wait till the 9 o'clock hour to ask him this question. We're going to have to hold his hand through this show.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I got a pass. I called.
Oh, my God. He's higher than a giraffe's ass.
Wait, wait, wait!
Oh, that's awesome, man. That was the first segment today.
Yeah, and for the people that missed it, we were doing the we thing because he started laughing every time we said we. But, you know, so Ed, we're not going to say we. You got to say some things right now.
We're not?
No. We're not going to say we anymore because you're doing an important reason. So, yeah, it's he's got it.
Well, that's the encore. Brought to you by Naloxone. When you people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more information, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Jeremy, I don't know whether you said it in your gambling segment because I used that time to like not listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Marlins decide who's pitching tonight?
Let me see if I have someone for them.
Because I still see undecided with a blank silhouette.
I don't see. Oh yeah, they had. I did see it earlier. The guy that Kyle Tyler is the right-hander. Is the guy that I have listed on this site. But again, there could be an opener. There could be a change. That's who I have listed.
Okay. I don't see anybody. So.
That's the whitest name ever. Kyle Tyler.
He's played for the Orioles.
He should.
Definitely.
Why? Because he's white?
That name?
They Kyle
have a,
Tyler.
They have
oh,
a
yeah,
type.
Oh, yeah, we do.
They
yeah.
have a type.
We have a type.
Come on.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't take that dude's tweet as being racist.
Which one?
Did you see the dude that tweeted... the Orioles have a type.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
I didn't take that as being racist.
I didn't either. I thought it was funny.
But people were going after him, like, why are you picking? He couldn't pick the first round draft pick from last year because he's doesn't have a, what is that called? Haircut called?
What?
The hanger.
Mullet.
He doesn't have a mullet and he's not white.
Yeah.
The thing
he's
was not.
Named after an occupation.
The thing was not that they were all white. They do look alike.
Yeah.
A couple of people even said it. Like, is this really like not the same person that you keep reposting? I didn't take it as racist at all.
It's like when they show you a Swedish hiking team, and you're like, "Is that the same guy in every picture?"
Now, it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn today, Edward? Nothing.
I learned that I waited 50 years too long to discover what Jeremy's known forever. It's like, this is fantastic. I've been happier than ever.
Yeah.
I was in so much painless. I was in so much. I got scared of what happened. My left leg went numb.
I was just scared.
I was really scared. I don't get scared very often. But last night, I was like, I'm going to be in a wheelchair. I'm scared. My left leg went numb. I fell into my kitchen counter, and I couldn't stand anymore. So I got to have an MRI Friday, see what's up with my back. But
Ed, it sounds like you've fallen and you can't get up. Is it time for us to get you a life alert?
It's not funny.
You still have that pen in your hand?
It's like, I was really scared yesterday. It was like,
man, Ed,
whoa,
is scary.
Man.
Yeah.
I had no feeling whatsoever. It was bad. It was really bad. Laugh and I over-medicated myself, and that's what happened.
Laugh alert. You see the one, it was a comedy skit where the ambulance came to the elderly lady's apartment because she kept activating her laugh alert, but because she hit a visitor and it kept pressing against her bedpost. Yeah.
Well, that'll tie into what day it is.
Or the ambulance drivers were hot.
Won't that tie into what day it is today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll give it in a minute, but hey, shout out to the ALS Association. About this off air. Just been there for me and my mom, and now she's getting her eye gaze device because she's losing all form of verbal communication. So now this will be, she'll be able to communicate to us through her eye gaze device. So hats off to them for they've been helping us every step of the way. Again, the ALS Association, thanks a lot, Lexi Tudor and company over there. Now, today, a couple of national days. You all right over there, Edward?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is National Lemon Day.
Yeah.
You don't like lemonade?
I love lemon everything.
Yeah.
I like lemon in my food. Lemon I don't ice, like it in lemon. My desserts.
Really? I love squeezing lemon over top of my any kind of seafood.
Lemon meringue pie?
I like that too.
Lemon ice? Limoncello?
You can have all of them and shove them right up your rear end. Yeah, I don't want any
of them. That's violent. I love lemon. Wow, that's aggressive.
I mean, I'd still eat it if it's there, but I don't like them.
That's aggressive, man. Shove it up your rear end?
I don't.
Today is also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
I like vanilla. Real vanilla is delicious.
I like coffee flavored ice cream. I like coffee.
Cheap vanilla sucks.
Vanilla flavoring comes from a beaver's anus. Some of it.
So.
By the way, that's true.
So you like the ones with the little dots in it.
Vanilla beans, yeah.
Vanilla beans. And today is National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, yeah, sir.
What, you kill a cheetah? Yeah, take those bloomers off, baby.
A lot of birthdays in sports. Today would have been Cy Young's birthday.
Oh.
You ever won that award?
Nope.
You think he ever won it?
Mm-mm. All right.
Today would have been Don Drysdale's birthday as well. Gary Payton turns 56 today.
The glove.
Yeah. Darvin Ham, 51 today. Olympic gold medalist Maurice Green turns 50 today.
He fast.
Yeah, Gerald Wallace, remember him? Yep. Basketball player, 42. Wow. That's it. Brandon Roy, 40 today.
He's my what if.
And DeAndre Ayton. That's the one I would say, this son of a gun. He's only 26.
Yep.
He was born the same year as Robbie.
Fell in love with a porn star. Man.
And today, guys, is the birthday of a couple of athletes. I want you to see who's older. Nomar Garciaparra, former shortstop for the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And Terry Glenn, former wide receiver for the Patriots and the Cowboys.
Ooh.
Who's older, Ed?
Terry Glenn.
Who's older, Jeremy?
I'm going Nomar.
Who's older, Joe?
Nomar.
Nomar. So you two go Nomar. You go Glenn.
Yep.
Today, Nomar Garciaparra is 51. Terry Glenn, 50.
Ah. In your face, Ed.
That's not true. He beat him by a nose.
Oh.
Is it a snot locker with that guy?
Yeah, his nose is so big that his cigars stay dry in the rain.
He lays down in like a two-car garage.
We talking about Nomar?
Nosemar.
He married Mia Hamm, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Good for you. Good for you. By the way, I had a great time horseback.
Such a more than a Ferrari Testarossa.
I had a great time yesterday horseback riding right up until I ran out of quarters.
Huh?
Had a great time horseback riding right until I ran out of quarters.
I got it.
Yeah. You want to explain that one to
me? The machine horse?
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't funny.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
What are you talking about?
A horse for a living.
Gas is so high right now that my mailman is working from home. He called me yesterday to read my bills to me. I feel really uncomfortable driving to the cemetery. My GPS blurted, you have reached your final destination.
That's funny.
I got a story that I'm going to read you, something that happened to a guy. This is funny. He posted it in a bathroom of a prank that was pulled on him right after this one. I married my wife for her personality, and come to find out, she threw an eight more for free.
Hey! That's not funny.
Here you go.
I hit that jackpot.
This note was posted on the bathroom wall to the a-hole who put mustard packets under the toilet rim. Nothing in this world would give me more pleasure than finding out who you are, digging up your childhood pet, and beating you with its corpse. Somewhere between wiping mustard off my balls and removing now yellow boxers, I realize that this injustice cannot go unsettled. For the rest of your life and your most private moments, know that I, the only thing preventing a dysfunctional veteran from waterboarding you with mustard, is the knowledge of your existence. I hope you stub your toe every day for the rest of your life. It was posted in a bathroom. That is a horrible prank. Have you seen people do that? So when you sit down on the seat, it everywhere.
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah. I've seen people put saran wrap over toilet seats.
That's fun too.
Yeah, well, not all, but you know, underneath the toilet seat. Yeah.
Oh,
oh, it's awful.
Saran wrap. I just you say what? Whoa, whoa, okay. You just Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.